All right, welcome into the first show ever of Cheap Shot Sports Talk, a show where Joe Kelly is now my official favorite pitcher of all time.
I mean, he's up there.
He's yeah.
The Joe Kelly, the sad face, is about as iconic as Nomo's high kick at this point.
Is that not one of the greatest? Of all the baseball things that we've seen, you know, Big Mac 70th home run, Ken Griffey Jr., the Joe Kelly
sad face,
sad cry face was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
If that doesn't become a more popular meme than Jordan cry face, I'm going to be angry at the world.
I just like it because like that face he made is literally can
perfect.
Be used in almost any situation.
Exactly. It's fantastic.
But for those of you who don't know us, I am Josh Daniels, and of course with me is my best friend Ryan Allen Smith.
Yeah, it should be fun, man. I'm looking forward to getting this show rolling.
Yeah, so basically we're going to be doing weekly sports talk, all things sports, keeping it real, keeping it 100, as some of the fucking idiots say.
Never again say that.
I won't.
Not you.
we're gonna ban that like TikTok is in America.
No, I'm
here
fine
soon.
With the saying. I have a problem with you saying it.
That's true. The skin complexion's very, very fair.
Doesn't work for you.
But yeah, so I guess you know, we're gonna talk headlines, we're gonna talk main topics of what's going on, what's big in the world of sports. So if you just sit back, be entertained by us, you might learn a couple things about sports. And if you don't, fuck you. Enjoy the show.
We're all here to hate Tom Brady, so we'll have a good time. All right.
Exactly. So first, how I want to start with is so the NFL 100 list came out where other NFL players rank each other.
As long as you don't call it the NFL 100.
I don't know how they come up with their rankings, but that's fine. But the reason why
players
I wanted
vote on
to,
it, right?
Yeah.
The players vote.
The players vote. It's usually the Pro Bowl guys and various other people they select. I don't know who they pick. I don't know how many people they actually have vote in this thing.
But they average out whatever votes they get, right?
Yeah. But Pat McAfee on his show, he explained his time when he got to do the vote when he was a Pro Bowl punter. He said he actually voted for Adam Vinatieri as his number one player in the NFL, and his reason behind it was because the year that he made the Pro Bowl, every time Adam Vinatieri stepped onto the field, he scored. He was almost perfect. He missed one field goal the entire season, and he made every extra point that year. And he's
but I'm sorry, kicker's never winning MVP.
Correct.
He is never going to be the number one player in the league. You don't.
But the
number one pick is never going to be a kicker.
But the reason why I'm bringing it up today is because Patrick Mahomes, the greatest player in the NFL right now,
that's debatable.
Correct. Okay, but either way,
clearly, based on this list, it's debatable.
Yes, but he was ranked number four out of the 100, but not just that. He was the third quarterback. Number one was Lamar Jackson, two was Russell Wilson, and three was Aaron Donald. Now, Aaron Donald being in the top five, I have no arguments against that.
I can see him be one or two. I'm good with that.
Exactly. And even three, I'm fine with that. He's in my opinion, he's the best defensive lineman in the league.
He's the best defensive player since fucking Lawrence Taylor. Really?
Yeah, maybe. He causes so much disruption on the defensive line that literally – now, granted, he might not get 100 tackles or 100 sacks a year, but the fact that he requires a double or triple team every play, I mean, that right there – because like kind of like J.J. Watt and his –
and for him to do that, unlike the thing that makes him better than Lawrence Taylor is he does all that with no cocaine. That is a champion of the world right there.
Well, then, you know – I mean, as homoerotic as it is, do you see those pictures that Aaron Donald's posting on Instagram of him shirtless and shit?
I haven't seen it, but
he's
jacked
it,
as fuck.
It's fucking beautiful. But anyways.
He's like was it Michael Smith, who used to be on ESPN? If Michael Smith became the Hulk, that's Aaron Donald.
That's
what he fucking looks like.
But what surprised me about this list was that Patrick Mahomes was the third quarterback on this list. So number one was Lamar Jackson from Baltimore. Number two was Russell Wilson from Seattle.
I'm okay with Russell Wilson being ahead of him.
Yeah, maybe just because Russell Wilson.
He's been around longer. He's done it. He's done it more than Mahomes has.
I mean, it's sad that Russell Wilson still hasn't won an MVP, but the fact that Lamar Jackson was the number one player ranked by the
yeah,
NFL,
that's crazy to me. That seems a little bit prisoner of the moment.
Do people forget that not last year, but the previous year when he was not a rookie, but was he a rookie 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, either way.
Yeah, last year was his second year, right?
But he was absolute trash that year, and then, which is fine, he's a rookie, I get it, and Baltimore wasn't very good then.
He didn't play. He only played like last couple of games. Like
exactly. And then,
but one good. Granted, what was MVP year. I mean, he had a great year.
He that did doesn't have
make
a great
him,
year.
That doesn't make him number one player in the league, though. One good year.
But I'm tempted, not tempted, but I wonder if he's going to be the next Colin Kaepernick, where Colin Kaepernick took the San Francisco 49ers and led
them. If Harbaugh quits, he might be.
Yeah, but
that,
I mean,
that was the problem that happened with Kaepernick is Harbaugh left, and he was basically a system quarterback.
But Colin Kaepernick was, you know, he was a blackout away from winning the Super Bowl.
I know.
But then all of a sudden he couldn't beat Blaine Gabbert for the starting job, because then once defensive coordinators got more tape on him, they realized, oh, we can beat this guy. He was running a whole new
offensive system that he lost his coach. If he would have went to Michigan with Harbaugh, they'd be killing it right now.
But
fucking lighten it up.
And like you said, I know Lamar Jackson just won the MVP, and rightfully so. He had a great season, but I don't think
that's enough to make him number one player.
Did they just forget
that? I'd have been all right with Russell Wilson being up there.
Yeah. But Pat Mahomes won the MVP the previous year and just won the Super Bowl. How is he the third quarterback? Yeah. I don't get it.
It seems a bit much. Like I said, I'm good with Russell Wilson being ahead of him, not so much Lamar Jackson. But other than that, you're hard pressed to find someone better than him. Can't think.
But then
Carson Wentz is close, kinda.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah. I mean, he can be. I'm not saying he is as good as Patrick Mahomes, but he's like close-ish. He's in that ballpark.
Carson Wentz, let's see where he is on the top 100. I think I have to go kind of far down.
That have the same kind of talent and same kind of ability that Mahomes has, if
Carson Wentz can stay healthy, he's an outstanding quarterback.
Yeah, and he does it with nothing on that fucking team.
Oh, yeah, the team is trash. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're garbage.
And he drug them fucking to the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Well, then, okay, but anyways, to talk about the rankings. So I know it's subjective and stupid because the rankings are – I don't know where the Raiders for Madden come up with these scores, but Patrick Mahomes was part of the Elite 99 Club of Madden. There's only five players that are in the 99 Club. It's Aaron Donald, Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas, and Stephon Gilmore with Patrick Mahomes. Those are the only five players that Madden gave a 99. So
Madden got it right, and NFL players did not, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And so
After every year, everyone bitches about the Madden rankings are fucking stupid, and then this distance, they got it right.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
NFL players don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Lamar Jackson was given a 94, according to Madden.
That seems a bit low to me.
Yeah, I would give him like.
I think they lowballed him. They lowballed him in this. And they overprojected him in the other one. I think he's a fair average between there.
Yeah, but this list is also fucking crazy because Tom Brady's ranked number 14. Now, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, but he's
not that good right now.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, Aaron Rodgers is below him at number 16.
He hasn't done anything in a long time.
Deshaun Watson's number 20, which is crazy.
Because
he's a great quarterback, but now that they lost DeAndre Hopkins, I just don't see him being that guy anymore.
Not only did they lose him, they lost him to Arizona, who now has like the greatest hands duo of all time. You just got to throw something in the air. One of those two guys is going to catch it with Fitzgerald and Hopkins now. The hands on those guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, granted, you know, this isn't really a fantasy football show, but Kyler Murray should be high on everyone's fantasy football rankings or list because, you know, he was a decent enough fantasy quarterback.
Throw it in the air. Somebody's going to catch it or run if you can't throw it.
You have Larry Fitzgerald. Larry, interesting fact about Larry Fitzgerald, he has more completed passes than he does drops. As in wide receiver passes, he has more completions than he does drops his entire career.
And he got so good at, like, catching stuff and being like he delivers for his team because he was in the original Pony Express that operated in Arizona, and that's how he moved there.
Well, that's
the legend
that man,
of Larry Fitzgerald.
He's been in the NFL. He's been in the NFL before football wasn't even. They still played with the Rock wrapped in leather
exactly.
and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just wanted to bring up the top 100 thing. It made me laugh. I could see you arguing that Russell Wilson's better than Patrick Mahomes because he's been the
done
top
it longer.
Yeah, he's done it longer.
And
now,
he's
you know,
been great consistently.
Well, when the careers are over, you know, you could probably say, hey, Patrick Mahomes was a better quarterback over Russell Wilson at the end of the career. I could see it, especially the trajectory that Patrick Mahomes is on.
Well, let's see what happens. Everyone thought that about Russell Wilson. Everyone thought he was going to win 7-8 rings when they won that first one. Yeah.
Which, to be honest, his defense. If it wasn't for
fucking Malcolm Butler or fucking.
Yeah, and his defense is what really helped him get there.
Yeah, but I'm saying people were saying that same thing about Mahomes. So well, let's let it play out. He could only win one. Everyone's taking it for granted. He's going to win more. He's won one. Let's fucking pump the brakes a bit.
Although, talking about the NFL, I don't know if you've noticed, but tons of players have been opting out due to COVID. I mean, we'll get into this a little bit later in the show because our main topic of the day is going to be talking about COVID and how the league.
Of course it fucking is.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else going on in the world other than COVID.
Right.
But some of the big names in the NFL that are now opting out. So what happens right now is players are allowed to opt out of the NFL season. Now, there's two different tiers of pay. If it's you're leaving because you or a family member has health restrictions, you get some sort of league stipend, which it's like, I think it's like
percentage of your contract, probably.
Yeah, or something like that. Or it's like $500,000 or something. And you get full health insurance. The NFLPA and the union, they're still arguing kind of, you know, where should we go with this? And then you could also opt out with no questions asked, but you'll receive a lower monetary value because you're like, fuck it, I don't want to play then.
Right.
And it doesn't count towards, you know, because how contracts work, you know, you play out your years and then you can renegotiate or re-sign somewhere else. So this doesn't count towards, so like, let's say before Jamal Adams was traded to the Seahawks, how he really wanted to opt out and be traded somewhere else because he doesn't want to play
Building up
the Jets
that anymore. Seattle defense again.
Oh. Yeah, hey, I'm down with it. Right. Anyways, so now today, C.J. Mosley, the linebacker formerly of the Baltimore Ravens, now with the New York Football Jets, he has now opted out of the 2020
so
season.
So two big pieces on that defense now.
Yeah.
Gone because you just traded away your best player on defense.
Traded away your best player, and now you lost one of your better linebackers.
Oh, of course it's the Jets that pulls this shit. Like, now, what other now team the, is going to fucking
although
fumble
the biggest,
their way into this situation?
The biggest name, at least in terms of fantasy names, Damian Williams, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, he's right. opted out of the NFL season this upcoming year.
Which, I mean... Yeah, let him. I don't think anyone's going to miss him too much.
No, I kind of get it. You know, he was – now, granted, he probably should have been the Super Bowl MVP last year, but they don't give it to
him. There
was
anybody. An argument
not
for
a,
it.
But they don't give I it to if you're not a, if you're not a quarterback, you don't get it. But so, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
and when you're as marketable as Kermit the Frog, I mean, you gotta take that opportunity. Why?
Oh, and then another NFL headline I wanted to talk about, too. Was Antonio Brown decided he's been suspended 8 games by the NFL due to
what the fuck did he do? Like, okay, like, is it just for being you, just for the past couple years?
But Antonio Brown has now retired 3 times from the NFL.
Yeah,
he announced that he retired again on Twitter, but now he says that he won't appeal the 8 game suspension if a team wants to pick him up because he's looking forward to playing in 2020.
I mean. It's an interesting story to follow this fucking guy.
Antonio Brown's people should really just be like, hey, give me your phone. Get the fuck off the internet.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that we could say that.
Yes, but Antonio Brown is
definitely
the top
one
of
them.
List.
He is definitely in that fucking list.
Because it's...
And
it's,
he's just not doing himself any favors, man. Just fucking... If you want to play, show up and play.
Well, especially a guy that has been so fucking dominant since he came into the...
You can
like,
be.
Okay. Even last year, he played in one game with New England. He had 4 receptions for 56 yards and a touchdown.
It was against the Dolphins, though.
No, he was with the Patriots.
What? Yeah, it was against the Dolphins, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But still.
So, I mean, come on. That's like, yeah, he had 4 touchdowns against a practice team. Good for him.
But let's see. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So, he's been in the league for 10 years. And out of those 10 years, he's had 1, 2, 3,
really?
4, 5, 6. He's had 7 seasons of over 1,000 yards. He has 42 touchdowns. I'm sorry. He had 42 100-yard games and 75 touchdowns. So I mean, this guy
he's
like
a fucking
he's
champion.
Been, yeah,
he's great.
I mean,
for
he's
sure.
He's arguably a Hall of Famer. I mean, he has 11,263 career yards. Like I said, 75 touchdowns. He averages.
But you know, is he a Hall of Famer? Yeah, he has the Hall of Fame numbers. But do you think all this shit going on recently? I don't think he's getting into the Hall of Fame.
Maybe. He has a Super Bowl.
If Barry Bonds can't get into the Hall of Fame, this dude ain't getting into the Hall of Fame.
That's true. Yeah, but, well, the problem with Barry Bonds is he knowingly, you know, lied saying that he didn't do steroids and then.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about steroids. He should still be in the Hall of Fame. Still the greatest hitter of all time.
Although steroids should be allowed in the league, I don't see why it's. I don't understand why it's not.
Right? I mean, come on. It's fucking. Not only was he doing it, so was most of the pitchers he was facing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's on steroids. You know
well, that's the thing. Just let them have the option of doing steroids.
Right? I say you let them do it. They're grown-ass adults. If they want to fucking do it, it's their decision.
Well,
I'm going to be entertained by it. It's fucking great.
You know, granted, Barry Bonds did steroids, but he still had to hit 770 home runs.
Yeah, it doesn't help your hand-eye coordination. Hitting a baseball is still the hardest thing to do in all sports, and he did it better than fucking anybody.
Do you? Well, and I mean, granted, he cheated with gambling and stuff like that. But man, Pete Rose, they should really let him in the league.
That's insane too.
Because he was the best hitter.
Because it's also baseball. I think does it differently than football. To where isn't it? It's based on Baseball Writers of America. Do it
correct.
And they're all like 85-year-old cunts, and it's fucking ridiculous.
See, that's why I think when all these writers start to die out. Maybe then Pete Rose. The only thing that makes me sad is Pete Rose will probably get into the Hall of Fame after he's dead.
No, he'll outlive all these guys just on spite.
it's just sad that this man is the greatest hitter in baseball history, and I see him doing autographs at that sports store in Vegas
constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've gone to Vegas quite a few times, and I've seen Pete Rose.
I've seen
every
him there
time
last
I'm
time.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's so sad because it's like, dude, you're the greatest hitter of all time, and here you are just sitting in a.
I mean, that's a stretch. Greatest hitter of all time. Now, I'd still give it to Barry Bonds. He's way better.
Okay, but okay, fine. So a top three hitter.
He's up
of
there.
All time.
He's still an all. He's an all time great, and he shouldn't be fucking signing autographs in a mall.
he's right next to
Zoomies.
Yeah, well, he's signing autographs at the strip mall in between the Luxor and the Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, what the fuck,
I mean, how
man.
Fucking sad is that?
Ugh.
But, although, since we segued into baseball, I wanted to talk about that. We led the show on with Joe Kelly being my greatest favorite pitcher of all time.
He is an American hero. He's on par with, like, Paul Bunyan. I think he's that kind of legend in America now.
You know, what I appreciate about Joe Kelly throwing at the Astros was he wasn't even on the Dodgers the year that happened.
He's just standing up for baseball. You know what? He's not the hero we deserve, but he's the hero we need in baseball right now.
Well, the thing is baseball has a way of just policing themselves.
Always have.
Know? Yeah, and that's the kind of like, I mean, baseball and hockey are the two sports that police themselves. Like in hockey, you know, hey,
they
you
let
do something
you fight.
I don't.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Like you did something I don't like. We're gonna send our 6'4", 250-pound goon out on the ice and gonna punch the shit out of your face.
Right. Look, so, I'm not a big hockey fan, but are enforcers still a thing? Aren't they?
Yeah.
Getting like,
oh yeah. No. They still let them duke it out. They sweet. Still have. Yeah. No. Hockey's still all about that.
Yeah. I heard. But, well, I follow it very peripherally. Fucking. But ever since you get the Ovechkins and all those kind of guys, the league wants scoring, so they dial the back defenses just like the way NFL has.
Well, they don't want you beating up the star players.
That's bullshit. They need to get beat up the most.
but my point being though is just so Rob Manfred, who's probably the biggest, he might be worse than Bud Selig
for sure. I can't. Every decision he makes is wrong. Manfred decision.
So Joe Kelly, he doesn't hit anybody, but he does throw at Bregman and Correa, and then he strikes him out, and he says, "It's fun." Well, see, I think he got mad because since there's no crowd, you can hear some of the players speak.
Well, you can hear that regardless. It's just now we can hear it.
Yeah, and Joe Kelly shouted out at Correa, "Nice swing, bitch! It's hard to hit when you don't know what's coming, right?"
Champion.
And then. Correa started running his mouth, and that's when he did the cry face at him.
Fucking awesome.
And so Manfred, being the great commissioner that he is, suspends Joe Kelly 8 games, which is the equivalent of about 24 games if this was a full season.
For the shortened season.
Which is stupid because the Astros, no one was suspended. So you fired the GM and you took away a couple draft picks. Like,
they got away so fucking light on this. And it's a topic that people fucking hammered into the ground because there's nothing else going on in the offseason. But god damn, they got away with fucking murder.
Yeah, well, especially then COVID hit. And so people, you know, Houston was hoping that people would kind of forget about that. But, I mean, these guys,
honestly, it was the best part of spring training was following them getting heckled and booed.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, guys bringing trash cans to
People were excited to hate the Astros this year, and we haven't been given the chance to properly do it. And Joe Kelly was all of our spirit animals for one day.
Well, and it's just fun. Although Joe Kelly, man, I started liking him more when in the postseason. I'm sorry, in the off season, he did a video that was released on Instagram. His wife recorded because he was practicing new pitches, and he had that net in his backyard that was like,
as you do.
Yeah, and that shit was like fucking, 50 feet wide, and his ass missed it and smashed a window at his house.
You know what? I think this is the best fucking planning that anyone could ever think. Like, this is conspiracy level planning on Joe Kelly's part. Because he's like, all right, I'm going to put out a video and prove to people that I'm wild. Like, I can't control where I'm throwing. You're a major league pitcher. You can control where the fuck you're throwing the ball. Don't bullshit me.
So that was my
propaganda video. And then during this inning when he threw and fucking this whole shit happened, during that inning, he was wild the whole fucking inning. I've never seen him that wild. Granted, he can let one get away from him from time to time, but this was fucking ridiculous. Like, he was proving a point. He's like, hey, I can't be trusted. It's just, oops, oopsies.
So he did the long con. He's like, I'm going to let people know that I have no accuracy right now.
Exactly. He's been playing this all winter.
It's beautiful. But I mean, but eight games.
He is the Danny Ocean of the MLB.
What's just stupid is eight fucking games when no Astros were suspended.
Eight games in a game where he wasn't suspended. He wasn't kicked out of the game. It's fucking, it wasn't even that bad for the ump to be like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But you gotta get rid of him for eight games? It's fucking ridiculous.
I think he'll probably win, especially because literally everybody on the internet and every sports beat writer defended Joe Kelly.
Yeah, but I mean, how often?
But at the same
time,
I'd
like him to beat this case, but does it happen? I wouldn't be shocked if it doesn't.
I'm not a big fan of Manfred, as I said, but talking about him being a fucking bitch. So, Rob Manfred said the other day, he told the MLBPA that the MLB could shut down for 2020 if the coronavirus isn't managed better by the teams. And then he told the MLB Network to have alternate programming ready to broadcast in case the league does shut down. Because as of right now, 16 MLB games have been postponed due to COVID-19. And about six teams, the Phillies, Yankees, Orioles, Nationals, Blue Jays, and Cardinals, as well as the Marlins, have been affected by COVID-19. Which I actually think,
I would not be shocked if they cancel the season. As soon as Miami started getting theirs, I was like, ah, fuck, here it goes.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, we'll talk about how the other leagues are doing it as well, but I just think where they fucked up was allowing the players to travel and
go
to other
cities. Yeah, they don't have the bubble. They don't have the NBA bubble.
Yeah,
so,
which we'll touch base on that here in a little bit. But I really hope that they just find a way to manage it better. But I think they do need the bubble. The bubble seems to be working for the NBA.
The bubble works. Trust the bubble. Live in the bubble.
You're
be the fish from fucking Finding Nemo. Just bubble, bubble, bubble.
Or you get a fight island, kind of like how the UFC bought Fight Island.
They got an island bubble. They got a bubble with a view.
Yeah.
which those have been great fucking fights to watch.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching it.
I kind of like UFC without any crowd because you can hear the coaches yelling.
It is kind of a cool aspect. Now, I haven't been able to watch a whole lot of basketball, but I know the Lakers are playing tonight, which I'm going to watch. It starts here in a couple hours here on a
Saturday. The NBA, they had their opening night yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday. No, I'm sorry, two days ago.
Everything I've heard Thursday. Is that watching the NBA games from the bubble, like it feels like you're just watching a normal game. Everything's good.
Yeah, well, then it's funny.
I'll be able to
check
it out tonight, so it should be.
I like in the Disney bubble, they let fans virtually put themselves in the crowd.
And the fact that old players are doing it is so much better.
It's amazing.
Who is it?
But
Chris Bosh did it.
Yeah, Chris Bosh showed up.
Dirk
and a couple
was
other guys
in one.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. I was looking at getting one here at Dodger Stadium.
I kind of want to buy one, too.
Right?
I think it's really cool.
It would be kind of cool, especially because opening week fucking Will Smith, Dodgers backup catcher, hits a home run, hits a cardboard cutout right in the head. The guy like tweeted at him or something. He's like, "Hey, do I get that home run ball or something?" And he's like, "Yeah." He sent. He's like, "Yeah, DM me your information. I'll get you your shit." It's fucking dope. Like, granted, I don't think he's getting the actual home run ball. He's just gonna get a ball.
Yeah, but hey, if a player still, will send me awesome. A baseball, it's still cool.
Right?
I'll take an autograph.
Fuck yeah. No, it's you know not. What's funny? It's just going to be an unwrapped ball. Here's the $15 ball.
It's kind of funny because I'm a grown-ass man, but I still want pro player autographs.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
But
entire room. Well, I don't know about a whole room because then it just gets weird. That seems like too many.
I told my girlfriend eventually I want to have like a little man cave set up, and I've accumulated some autographed things over the years, but I kind of want to get a couple other things, and I'm just going to hang them up on the wall, and it'll be like my little thing.
Right. Every man needs a masturbatorium, right?
Exactly. So a couple nights ago, Lakers beat the Clippers 103-101. Jazz beat the Pelicans 106-104. And then last night, Magic won 128-118. Oh, the Grizzly Trailblazers had one of the highest scoring games of all time. They won in overtime over the Grizzlies 140-135.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like a goddamn, like, that's like an exhibition game.
Globetrotters game.
Yeah, seriously. Fuck? And then, no, the craziest part, then the Rockets beat the Mavericks in overtime 153-149, which was the highest scoring game since like 93 or something like
that. See, the bubble gets results. MLB, if you're listening, fucking put your guys in a bubble. You're going to get home run after home run.
Well, the MLB needs to, you know, they're trying to be progressive and stuff. Although I think the extra innings with starting a man on second is the dumbest fucking thing I ever heard.
I kind of like that. I'm kind of all right with it.
I don't know.
It's just going to speed along because sometimes you get into those games, you're like, it's the 15th inning and nobody's gotten a fucking hit since the 7th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That reminds me, before we get too much off on a tangent, when I brought up Fight Island, so there is an actual UFC fight tonight on August 1st, 2020, on Fight Island. I'm not too familiar with some of these fighters. Who's fighting? It's actually – so the main event is Derek Brunson versus Edmund Shabazian. Shabazian?
Oh, of course. The Shabazz man.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
The only people – I actually don't know who any of these fighters are. But again, it's still a live event.
It's sports to watch. I ran through Netflix like, fucking, I'm done with it, dude. I can't do it anymore.
The only fighter that I actually heard of is Joanne Calderwood. She's taking on Jennifer Maia from Brazil. Joanne Calderwood, I actually like her a lot. It's funny because she has like this little meek, cute voice, but then she punches.
But
girls
you're kind of off. Into it.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm good with it.
I think every guy has their like. MMA fighter crush. Every guy has one.
Oh, dude. Like, well, my MMF fighter crush would probably be Paige VanZant.
I can't stand her. Fuck. No. She's hot.
No, she's
annoying.
She's annoying, but she's fucking hot. Yeah. Although there are some legit hot chicks though, like the Karate Hottie.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck her name is, she's fucking hot. There's a lot of hot chick fighters.
Megan Anderson, that Australian chick is hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
It's just funny because
which I know we're not supposed to talk about. It's probably a sexist conversation. I don't give a shit. But
I don't care.
I think it's a fact of life that every MMA fan has their female MMA fighter. They're like, yep, that's the one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you'd be lying if you're not.
Right.
Oh. This actually just popped up on one of my notifications.
Don't read your pop-ups on fucking live while we're recording this shit. No one wants to hear about hot local MILFs in your area.
Kershaw is set to pitch tonight for the Dodgers.
Good. I thought I was hoping they were saving him for the Astros. I thought when they scratched him with the sore back, they were like, you know what, let's just hold him back for a week and we'll let him throw against the Astros. Because he's the one who needed the fucking vengeance against them. He threw fucking, what was it, 60 or 70 fucking curveballs. One of the greatest curveballs in baseball history. 70 times in a fucking World Series game and not one swing and miss on it because of their fucking cheating.
Exactly. I remember the first time I ever saw Kershaw throw that 12-6 curve.
It's fucking
nasty.
And
I was like, it's still the prettiest curveball in the world. The fact that it starts it above your head and then lands right at your knees.
Right? It's dirty.
And the crazy part is he knows where it's going to drop. Like he has.
I would
such
hope so. I hope he hasn't kind of dialed in.
But no, I meant that he's able to focus in on, you know, he knows his positioning so well that he goes, cool, if I get it to arch it about here, it's going to land about over there. And that's what you want out of your pitcher, obviously. But that, you know, but you're right, though, how he went from being the most dominant pitcher for, what, 12 years to now all of a sudden he can't get anybody out?
Well, no, I mean, he can now. It's just that one game. He threw like 70 breaking balls, and it's one of the best breaking balls in baseball history. And he got zero swings and misses. Zero swings and misses throughout a fucking game. That's insane because you're banging on a goddamn trash can like Funny. Who the fuck do you think you are?
And they had that they wore like vibrating dog collars or something under their jerseys.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't think that was that proven. I know that was a rumor. Yeah.
No, that they actually proved that that was a thing.
Yeah, those fuckers. Goddamn.
And they had like a guy running algorithms and checking numbers and and so he would, you know, he'd be like, he would relay the information to someone in the dugout with like an iPad,
right,
telling them like, oh hey, this next one's gonna be a slider.
And it's fucking
fuckers. Well, it works. Look, they won the World
Series. Being a Dodger fan, look, being from LA and being a Dodger fan, that fucking World Series hurt my soul, dude.
That one hurt more than the Boston one.
That game 7 where they fucking lost that next day at work, it was like everybody at work, it was like a family member died.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone was so fucking bummed. And then like 2 years later to find out, oh, it's because these assholes fucking cheated their way through it. And like with a very, it's not just like a guy at second stealing signs. Like it's a very sophisticated system they had in place.
Well, they had a guy hiding out in the outfield or some shit like that, or off out of the stadium, you know, crunching numbers and relaying information to their dugout.
Right.
And, you know, fuck you with that. And then they're recording the coaches going like, hey, so when the guys do this, 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 you know, that it's going to be an off-speed pitch. You know, they do this, 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 it's going to be a fastball. You know, and it, fuck you with that.
Yeah.
Like, I understand sports cheating happens, but that's, like, beyond cheating. It's one thing if, you know, you're able to kind of figure it out.
And then Joe Kelly has the balls to stand up for the American dream, and they fucking suspend him. It's fucking bullshit. Yeah. After all that, god damn.
Well, hey, so did you want to get into the main topic tonight, where we're going to be talking about how COVID has affected the leagues and kind of what seems to be what everyone's working with right now? So as we stated earlier, MLB is kind of going at normal. Just, you know, players, or I'm sorry, fans aren't allowed at the game, and they're just kind of going as it goes, just to see who's healthy and all that stuff. But then the NBA, they're doing their fucking bubble city over in Disney
World.
Love
the bubble.
The bubble works, because if you look, the I think coronavirus had less than 1% of people affected by the people that were in the bubble, versus MLB, where now 16 games have been postponed and like 6-7 teams have been affected by COVID. Because you're letting these, I mean, as horrible as it sounds, you're letting these guys go home.
You're not monitoring what they're doing afterwards, right?
Exactly. Now, other than Lou Williams, who snuck out of the NBA bubble to go get chicken wings at a strip club.
You know what? Sometimes they have a fantastic chef at some of these strip clubs, all right?
You know what? Actually,
I'm tired of people talking shit on it, all
right? I did read somewhere.
Some of the best chicken salad sandwich I've ever had.
Well, yeah, I read somewhere that some strip clubs actually do try to have legitimate food. Because that's how you get people to come in.
Yeah. Because sometimes titties aren't enough. And I've been saying this for years. Sometimes titties aren't enough.
But so, you know, Lou Williams. But the problem is, since he broke quarantine protocol, he then has to sit out for an additional 10 days or 14 days or whatever.
Right.
And he has to have 2 or 3 positive tests before he can come back.
Negative tests would probably be
better. Yeah, but. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know what I meant. But so the NBA doing the bubble, that seems to be working. You know, and now I'm worried, because if the NFL doesn't do something like that, we could miss the NFL season. And there's been a lot of talks that the NFL season won't happen. Actually,
well, they've already canceled the preseason.
Yep.
So, which I'm not mad at to begin with, because no one gives a fuck about preseason.
No.
It's just another chance for, as soon as I draft somebody in fantasy, that next week he gets hurt and fucked. Or, you know, retires. And if there was an idiot who fucking, you know, were to draft
Andrew Luck,
a retired person.
Yeah, but Matt Ryan, the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, he was on I want to say it was the Dan Patrick Show. Let me see. I have it right here. Yeah, he was on the Dan Patrick Show. And he says that he's hopeful that the NFL season happens, but he doesn't think it's going to. He just thinks that the coronavirus thing, just it, you know, there's so much unknown about it still, although, you know, you can get all weird tinfoil conspiracy theoried about it, but
he just wouldn't be shocked if the NFL pushes it back a little bit.
Well, they've already pushed back, you know, like you said, they canceled the
preseason, but I wouldn't be shocked if they say, you know what, we'll start in October. Let's see what's going on in October.
Yeah, well, I mean, the MLB, they pushed – see, again, where they fucked up was they just allowed teams to travel where they – although there was talks about having a bubble in Arizona or a bubble in Texas or a bubble in Florida.
Right, at their spring training facilities, because at all those facilities, there's like 6 or 7 baseball fields in the same complex.
See, what the MLB should have done was how, like, you know, like how you were saying, 6 to 10 teams are at each facility. Then maybe you just have, like, the winners from each – that you just do a playoff of each
little mini tournaments.
Yeah, and then whoever wins that gets to the World Series.
Exactly.
But now we may end up
Major League Baseball just turns into a little league and it'll be fucking awesome.
Yeah, but now we may end up losing the MLB this year, which makes me sad.
I wouldn't be because shocked.
Being a Dodger fan, I actually, and not trying to be a Dodger homer, but I really feel like the Dodgers have a good chance of winning the World Series this year just based on their roster alone.
I would say the same thing, like I said, being a Dodger fan, but now, you know what? We got Mookie on a 12-year deal now. I'm not worried about it. Because before, I was like, fuck, Mookie's only here for a year. What if he bails? You know, there's that stress of picking up, getting a guy who traded to you who only has 1 year left on his deal. And you're like, fuck, he could be one and done. We got him. So now I can wait till next year. It's all good. Well, we got Belly and Mooks for next year.
It's sad that David Price opted out this year because I don't think we're going to get him back.
I'm fine with that.
But I mean, it'd be nice to have an extra arm in the starting rotation.
Let him take the rest of the year to recover. He's not exactly a spring chicken.
That's true.
He's been around for a while. He's had some injury problems. Let him fucking rest up. Fucking come back next year ready to roll. I'm cool with it.
That's true. But yeah, no, but with Mookie signing a 12-year deal and then, you know, you have Cody Bellinger, who's super young, and we have him for 2 or 3 more years before we have to go to arbitration with him. But I mean, if those are your two corner pieces of your team, Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts, year to year.
Look, they got a stacked lineup, and I mean, I was looking forward to this year. I wanted to see a Yankees Dodgers fucking World Series cuz Yankees are fucking stacked too.
I would like that.
I would love to see that. Fucking Judge, and they got a fucking ton of guys over there. That's what I was looking forward to this year, and to think that we might not get any of that at all. I mean,
well, that's why it's just, you know, they should have taken a page out of the NBA book and just gone, hey, let's do the bubble. It sucks to be, you know, it's funny.
They could
all
have done
these
partial bubbles, mini bubble.
Well, it's just funny all these
bubble
players
system would have worked.
Well, especially the NFL players that are opting out now, not wanting to play when. A lot of these players, they don't give a fuck about their families. They, you know, they love being on the road. They're cheating on their wives and making tons of cash. But now all of a sudden it's kind of like, I don't feel like playing this year.
Yeah, or maybe they don't want to infect their families. You can't, who the fuck is in, you assume all of them are just pieces of shit?
Yes, yes.
Fuck.
Like Antonio Cromartie with his 9 kids with 9 different women.
Hey, man, player's going to play. What the fuck?
or Sean Kemp with his, like, 11 kids. Right. Like 6 different women.
Shit happens, man. I don't like to wear condoms either. I don't. The fact that I've gone this far without any kids or STDs is a goddamn miracle. So I can't knock them.
Yeah, but it's just sad to see the MLB. You know, especially because players didn't want to have this season. You know, they were arguing with ownerships all off season, and then the only good thing that Robert Manfred did was made the season happen.
Yeah, at least we're getting something. And you know what? And some of the rule changes that like. I like the second because you know what? Fuck it. If we're gonna have a quarter of a year, let's experiment with some rule changes. I'm cool with that. So yeah, I like the runner on second, extra innings, cut down on those fucking 17 inning games that no one fucking has time for. And then like the expanded playoffs was gonna be a trip. I mean, it fucking like what teams aren't getting into this playoff system with 16 teams?
But it's just at the same time with the expanded postseason. It's kind of like, well, fuck.
First and second place of each division gets in. Fucking, that's insane.
The thing I don't like about it, though, is it kind of reminds me of the NBA postseason where half the league makes it. So it's kind of like you just have to get to the postseason.
Right. Yeah. But and with baseball, I think they had just dialed in their playoffs. I don't like this the way they were planning on doing it this year. I just think it's kind of interesting. Fuck it. Let's give it a shot. But I think they had just dialed in the perfect way to do it. You get the one play-in game to get into that last wild card spot. MLB dialed it in, but they're going to throw everybody at the fucking – there's whatever sticks to the wall this year and just put everybody in the playoffs. Fuck it. And then the first round is all three-game series. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
Well, then that's if the nice thing about the NBA bubble, their COVID tests have – I think they're at like 99% players.
Yeah, like nobody has it. They're good.
Yeah.
Like nobody's gotten it in like the 3 weeks that they've been there or whatever. Nobody's gotten it.
Yeah, well, they're allowing Instagram thoughts, pizza, and weed into the bubble. And it let just other than Lou Williams sneaking out to go to the titty bar, you know, players have been good at staying at their hotels.
Whatever works, man. Yeah, it seems to have been working. Williams, the goddamn champion in my book. I mean, he's not exactly Joe Kelly people's champion, but his.
I just like it because Joe Kelly overnight became everybody's favorite baseball player.
Yeah, Joe Kelly and this guy are the most American Americans of all of America right now. This past week,
Well, actually, Oral Hershiser, he's one of the Dodgers broadcasters now.
Great name. Great name.
Yeah. Ever since.
Do you think his parents, like, would name, if he ended up being a girl when he was born, they're going to name a girl Oral? Do you think that happens? I don't think it does.
The other night, he had the announcement where Jose Altuve struck out against the Dodgers, and Oral Hershiser said, "Well, guessing's harder than knowing."
He's not wrong. This is why Oral Hershiser is a great analyst over at ESPN or wherever it is he's calling games now. He's a fucking that is some quality analysis right there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's almost as good as anything Chris Collinsworth says. That's so fucking obvious. Yeah. Everybody.
But it's just funny. It's, you know, just talking because even he's mad about the Houston thing, and I don't
as
think it's because
any baseball fan is that isn't
exactly
a fucking Astros homer.
Exactly. No, you know what? Even Astro guys have to be kind of like, yeah, we kind of fucked up. Because I don't know. It's just tough.
People don't like to admit they're wrong.
And yeah.
Astros fans are a big fucking a big portion of those people are fucking of those Astros fans are those kind of people, man.
I just hope the MLB figures it out before the season gets canceled. Because I really don't want it to get canceled. Because I just. You know, I feel like a junkie. I'm finally getting sports again, and it's just, you know, because I don't have cable TV, but I have the ESPN app. So at night, I usually just log on to the ESPN app to see who's playing baseball just so I can watch something.
Right? Sitting there as your old lady's falling asleep. She thinks you're jerking off to Pornhub. You're like, no, I'm just watching Dodger highlights.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I
can't get enough.
Well, man, it's just nice seeing because like when baseball highlights are hot, goddamn! Like, did you see that Mookie Betts throw the other night when he did it from the
out
corner
of the
through
corner?
The guy at third?
Yeah,
fuck yeah!
He's champion.
Even if you don't like baseball, you have to appreciate that arm. My God, what a throw!
Right? You know what? Some people can't enjoy art, and you know,
yeah.
It, obviously, it's a lot of people because baseball is a less and less popular sport every year.
But I'm just hoping that either the COVID thing gets figured out for obvious reasons, so this way the world can open back up and blah, blah, blah. But more, I'm just hoping COVID gets figured out so we can have a football season. Because if we lose basketball and
because there's
baseball,
money on the line when football season rolls
exactly.
around.
Exactly.
Like, all these other sports are cute, but, I mean, we got money on the line.
Exactly. Because if football gets canceled, football is my favorite sport, you know, and with football being canceled, that means no fantasy football, no sports betting, no, you know, no parlays, nothing. I lose everything. And so, and because if baseball
at the end of the apocalypse, when your grandchildren ask how 2020 was, there were no parlays to be found. I cannot.
No, because if baseball gets canceled and basketball gets canceled, you're like, fuck it. Well, I mean, basketball, you know, we weren't even sure if it was going to come back. Although with their little bubble, I think it's
they
going to
figure
happen.
It out. They got it.
Yeah,
done.
they got it figured out. And then hopefully the
it'll
Lakers
be nice
win the championship.
It'll be nice to watch LeBron and AD hold up a championship. Fucking,
I would love that because then hopefully that means AD will sign an extension and stay in LA.
Right. Somebody's got to carry the torch once LeBron's gone. Fuck.
Exactly.
He's only got
LeBron,
a couple more years left.
Yeah, LeBron has what, maybe 3 to 5 more years.
Ooh, I think
I mean,
five is pushing it.
Five, no, I'm gonna, that's what I say. Five's pushing it. Three might be pushing it. Maybe, but you know, maybe 1 or 2 more years definitely. And But, you know, who's going to be the next guy to shoulder the Lakers? And hopefully that'll be Anthony Davis, who's still young and probably a top, what, five player in the league?
Easily.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll want to stay, especially if, you know, if he gets a ring in L.A. and he's like, hey, you know what? It was cool being in L.A. I like, you know, I can have, Sugarfin sushi, and I can have...
Who the fuck doesn't like being in L.A.? Everybody does.
L.A.'s great, you know, and then having such a historic city and playing for such a historic franchise like the Lakers.
But you are, you know, forever in the shadow of the ghost of Kobe Bryant, and you will fucking be judged on that standard. That's a lot to live up to when you're the superstar to have to carry that team.
Like, yeah, but hey,
LeBron's one of the few guys who's like, you know what, fuck it, give me that burden. Can AD be that guy? I don't know that he can.
LeBron, of all the players in the league right now, LeBron's probably the only person that can carry Kobe's shadow.
Right. But do you think AD is the kind of guy that can shoulder a franchise like that? I don't know that he can. He wasn't really doing it very well in New Orleans.
No, granted,
he was a little bit younger. You know, everyone's learning.
I don't think he has the personality for it, but you know, but again, if you have a guy like AD on your team, then a big name free agent might be willing to sign with the Lakers. Then, you know, some of these guys,
for sure.
Maybe not Giannis because he'll.
They play the same fucking role. You don't need that.
Yeah,
they're the same guy.
But maybe, you know, if LeBron's gone, who knows? Maybe a Russell Westbrook might be into coming to L.A.
I'd love some Russell Westbrook. He's fucking awesome.
Especially because, you know, he's a UCLA alum. I think he's from California.
Yeah.
He's from, like, yeah. You know, so maybe he would be willing to come. Plus, this way, Paul George is with the Clippers. He signs with the Lakers. They can have, like, a little rivalry together. Although, who knows, dude? The Clippers, they're going to be good for a long time with Kawhi and Paul George on that team.
Yeah, I mean... I have the same feeling with them as I do with Mahomes. It's like, prove it to me. Like, I'd like, yeah. I mean, granted, Mahomes has already won one, so they're not even quite on that level yet. Like, yeah,
Kawhi won one, not with Paul George.
We're talking about with Paul George. So yeah, in theory, I'd like to see they could be really good for quite a while. Show me.
Yeah, but it's just. I don't know. I just really hope the NFL gets it figured out because, as you and I both know, fantasy football is greater than all sports.
It's greater than most of my life, really.
That's true. It's the one thing that I can talk all year about.
Right. It's the one constant in my life. The rest of my life is on fire, as is the rest of the world's right now.
That's true. Like, you know, you have romantic relationships begin and end. You have shitty jobs. You have bad days at work. But fantasy football will be there every year for you.
Always like, there to break your heart. It's always there.
Yeah, like, but fantasy football will be there. Be like, come on, baby, get in the car.
Right?
Like, yes. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'll be there.
And the fucked up part is it's such an abusive relationship with fantasy football.
Oh, it's terrible. Fantasy football is the worst. It doesn't call you back. It cheats on you. Takes money out of your wallet.
No.
But you still crawl back every year.
Right. Half the time, I don't even come with fantasy football. It's messed up. It's messed up, but I still keep coming back. I don't know.
But yeah. So let's just hope the NFL is sitting back, taking this time to just see, hey, MLB, they're not working because they're traveling. NBA is working because they're doing the bubble. Maybe the NFL doesn't have to do like
I think they do a hybrid. I think they'll do a hybrid of it to where like each team in their they can only use private planes to fucking get around. But within your own facility, you're in your fucking bubble. You don't fucking leave your bubble. You can stay home and do shit, don't leave your fucking bubble.
And that's the thing. If I was one of these billionaire owners, I would tell my players, listen, you know, the world needs you right now.
Why don't all the billionaire owners get their own fight island? Each team, there's got to be 32 islands out there that Bob Kraft can fucking buy.
Well, the thing is, there's enough money between all those owners to just buy one big island.
Right.
And just put a big field on there.
I'm sure if they put in a bid on Cuba, they could get it.
Well, did you hear even the SEC, the college football conference, they have their own situation setting up where they have, I think they said they had six different workout facilities so teams can have it. Then they'll have a professional cleaning team come in and sanitize everything. Then the next team can have it, and so on and so on. So this way, the SEC, because right now, you know, the Pac-12 agreed to have a 10-game season where they just play people within their own conference.
Right.
And SEC is going to do the same thing. So why can't the NFL do something like that? Because, like I said, please, Roger Goodell, you're a piece of shit, but for the love of God, let football happen.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
I mean, Hopefully.
Although Roger Goodell's he's friends with Dana White. Be like, hey, let me use that UFC Fight Island.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know what? Let's just do all the games in London. I don't care if it spreads over in London. Who gives a fuck? If you want to do, you want to make this game international, you want to do more Mexico City and London games, let's do them all this year. I'm not going over there.
Or just take it all to Australia, because apparently there's no COVID in Australia.
New Zealand. You know what?
Or yeah, there's some country that has like zero COVID. The fucked up part is,
yeah, New Zealand, isn't they knocked that shit out. They didn't fuck around. because they actually...
You know, complied and listened.
They knew what the fuck they were like. Oh,
and they washed their hands.
We should do something about this. Let's do that.
Like, yeah.
But the fucked up part is like, yeah, that sounds like an awesome idea. No country will have us. We can't go anywhere right now.
That's true. No one likes us.
We're all
us.
Fucked. Half of us can't even change in between states. That's how fucked we are.
That's very true.
Fuck, man. But, so yeah, I think if you just keep each NFL team gets their own baby bubble, in their own facilities, you're good. And then you get private planes to and from.
Yeah, or you know what? Maybe, or just say fuck it and just do an NBA thing and just go straight to the NFL playoffs. Like have a 32
straight
team,
to
have,
it.
Have a 32 team playoff.
Like, look, we all know the Browns and the Texans weren't getting in anyway. So who gives a shit, guys? Let's just skip. You know what? Netflix invented the skip intro button. This is what we're doing with the NFL season. We're skipping the intro, guys. We're getting past it.
Hey, everybody wants the playoffs anyways.
Right? Let's stop fucking around. Let's just give Mahomes 3 more rings this year. And then then we can call him fucking number one greatest of all time, like everyone wants to already.
There you go. Well, hey, since we kind of went down a dark path there, we like to end the show with a laugh. And so we have 5 random questions to wrap up the show. Smitty's getting prepped right now.
All right. Preparation H. We go. All right. A little comedy to end the show. Let's go with this. All right. These are the Barstool Sports answer the internet questions. I figure we end the show with each week with some of these fucking end on a.
Yeah, let's make you guys laugh. Yeah.
All right. First one. Would you rather have a 10-inch dick with no balls or a 4-inch dick with balls?
Well, that's a dumb question because I already have a 4-inch dick with balls.
Well, there you go. Do you enjoy that? Or would you rather have no balls?
So if the alternative is a 10-inch dick with no balls, I'll take the 10-inch dick with no balls because does a girl really care about balls?
I think they do.
I don't know.
I think they do. It's an old Amy Schumer joke. It's fucking.
You know what?
You don't think about them. They're like grandparents. You don't think about them until they're not there, and then you miss them.
Actually, I changed my mind because I've been doing okay in my life with a 4-inch dick and balls. So
right? Let's
just stick with what we've got. At least
I mean, I think I can deal with about 3/4 of the dick that I have. It'd be good. Like, I think.
Well, because you know what? Although at the same time, if you have a 10-inch dick, a lot of girls won't like that.
It's a bit much.
Yeah,
it's a bit
they'll
much.
Look at that.
It means
look
I'll
at
never
that fleshy...
meet the Asian girl with ass of my dreams. That's what that means. Yeah.
But they'll look at that fleshy Pringles can and be like, nah.
Yeah, can't do it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the next one. I think we've come to a good conclusion on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have a chef, a masseuse, or a chauffeur for the rest of your life?
Hmm. Probably a... My initial thought is chauffeur, but now that I don't live in LA anymore, there's like not really much traffic. But actually, I think a chef would be awesome because then I actually enjoy cooking. But if I had all my food ready for me, that's pretty sweet.
Dude, I think I'm going chef for sure because I'm never. Yeah. There's so many times I'll go to McDonald's or fucking just Taco Bell just because I don't want to fucking do dishes and clean shit. Like, I know it's disgusting, and I really don't even want it. It doesn't sound good at all. But I'd rather eat disgusting than fucking wash one more goddamn pan.
See, that's the thing that I hate. Like, I actually enjoy cooking. It's the cleanup part that I fucking hate.
Right.
And so if I could just have someone prep my food and
see,
cook
that's
my food.
This is where, like, a genie would fuck us over on technicalities. Be like, I want a chef for the rest of my life. Like, fine, but you got to do the dishes. And like, God damn it. Like, fuck. I don't want this anymore. Too late, motherfucker.
Yeah, but if I was still in L.A., I'd probably say chauffeur just so I don't have to deal with the traffic. I mean, you still have to sit in the traffic, but then I don't have to drive.
Right. Yeah, but that's why I want a Tesla, dude. Just be in the on autopilot, be on the 405, just pouring humming it up, daring people to make eye contact with me.
Definitely.
That'd be awesome.
All right. What's next?
All right. Would you rather go 50 years in the future or 50 years in the past?
I'd say 50 years in the future, because I could Back to the Future Biff it
there
and
you go.
Know all the champions and just make a ton of money
there
on
you go.
Sports betting.
Finally win at fantasy football.
Yeah. Well, plus, like, I mean, in the past, what am I going to do? You know, like,
there's only so far you can go back, really.
Yeah. And plus, 50 years ago, so what, you're in the 70s, and I don't want to deal with all that shit.
Yeah, no, I want to go in the future because I want spoilers. Fucking tell me how this story ends. Like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Well, then, like, what happens in Marvel Phase 6?
Exactly.
You know? Like, what's going on?
I want to binge all 50 years of Marvel movies.
Yeah. like where'd the story go now? Like, what's going on? Exactly. Are there new comic book characters that I don't know about yet?
Why the fuck is Batman in this? What the fuck happened, guys? Yeah, 50 years in the future, I think, is definitely the right answer.
Heck
question.
Yeah.
All right, so that's number three. Question number four. Would you rather have your own parking spot in the front of the building, a hot assistant just for you, or a toilet just for yourself at work? Parking spot, assistant, or toilet?
Probably the hot assistant. Just because the parking spot's cool, but, man, what the fuck ever. And what was the other one?
Toilet.
Toilet, whatever. Like, I actually don't like shitting at work anyways. I usually poop when I wake up.
I love nothing more than getting paid to shit.
I do enjoy that, but at the same time, I don't mind.
If you're at work and a guy shits on his break, you do not trust him. Who the fuck shits on their own time? Get the fuck out of here with this.
But at the same time, like, you know, I've had to use a public bathroom my entire life if I need to take a shit and I'm not at home. So
dude, I've worked
really
in construction forever. I am not aghast by a goddamn porta potty. All right, I've been to enough festivals to know.
but having that hot assistant's nice because one, I think having an assistant would be great because then they could manage my time for me. I don't have to think about it.
Right.
And then if they're hot, wait, is there a caveat to it? Like, am I allowed to sexually harass this person?
I doubt it. That's what I'm saying. It's probably a lot of trouble. I'm going with parking or toilet. I'm going with
actually.
Toilet.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't sexually harass my personal assistant, then I'll just take the toilet.
I'm just
going to
assume you can't. Why would it be that way?
Because it's not sexual harassment when you're handsome.
It didn't say assistant / whore.
Oh, well, that's not as fun.
Just an assistant.
No, because the part, actually, at the same time, the parking spot, if they know it's yours and someone fucking hates you, then they know what car is yours.
Right. I just want to be able to poop in peace. If I get my own, like that episode of fucking South Park where Cartman gets his own bathroom, that's what I want at work every
day. Yeah, maybe the private bathroom would be pretty
sweet. So happy. He's so good. All right. Last question of the day. What do you think is the oldest someone's been when they've had sex?
I'm going to do
the oldest fuck on record.
There was probably someone that was like 50 or 60 that had like that lost their virginity.
No, not not lost your virginity, just the oldest to have sex.
Oh, Hugh Hefner. He was like 80.
I don't think he was fucking 80.
He was fucking at 80. He was taking a bunch of Viagra and taping popsicle sticks to his dick, and he was banging those whores.
Don't buy it. I don't even think he gave a shit anymore. Because I don't think it's so much that your dick doesn't work anymore. I think half of it's you don't care. I think by the time you get to like 75, you're like, why am I even here anymore? Like, I don't give a fuck about any of this.
So, I don't know, if you ask a lot of divorced couples, they stop caring at 40.
That's just because they hate each other's guts. That's what that is. Like, that's when you know you've met the perfect woman, is when, like, think about them all the time, da, 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 but part of it is you also kind of fucking hate them at the same time. So by the time you get to, like, 45 and you've been married to somebody for 15 years, you can't look at them in the face anymore without just hatred boiling behind your eyeballs. so I think that's part of that. But I think the oldest person to fuck, the oldest fuck on record, probably 77 is what I'm going to ballpark it. I'm thinking 77 is as far as you can fucking go. And that's fucking, that is one horny dude or lady that. The fact that you can keep your libido going for that fucking long, I applaud you. All right, you are the Joe Kelly of libidos. You were doing something right.
There you go.
Or wrong. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's the oldest fuck on record. I'm going 77.
Cool. Well, hey, I think that'll wrap it up for us this week. eventually we're going to have like some socials and email where you can get in touch with us. But this is, again, our very first episode, so just keep an eye out for that.
Just a rough concept. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll have more shit. There'll be more things.
There's always sports going on, and if there's sports, we'll be talking sports.
All right.
So, hey, guys, thanks for listening. Josh Daniels and Ryan Allen Smith.
See you guys later.